of anything else. All right, it's our singing night and scripture reading. So let's bow in prayer and devotion. Our Father, our God in heaven, we say thank you for so much that you provide for us. We just are mindful of your continued blessings that you give us over and over and over again. We say thank you. And we need you again today. We have so many of our family and friends here in the congregation that need help. So on their behalf, we pray for your blessings from above, especially Dennis and Susan, and we pray for that family. We have cares and concerns that we bring before you. We ask you to bless all the efforts that are made on their behalf. We pray medicine will work its intended use. We say those that visit Dennis and Susan will be encouraging and uplifting. We pray for the safe journey for those who are traveling. We pray for safe return. And others in our family here, we pray for their well-being, experiencing illnesses of various sorts. So bless them from above and keep our eyes open that we may fulfill our ministry and our stewardship and our discipleship. We're asking blessings from above on us this evening as we assemble together to give you praise. We pray that from our time together, our friendship increases. We pray our fellowship increases and that we're drawn closer to you and to one another. So please, please bless our time together, we pray. It's in Jesus' name we pray. All right, a singing evening, scripture reading. So, Pam, I'll start with you on your side.
5-4-3.
5-4-3. First and last.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of God. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of God. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of thine. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of thine. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of thine. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of thine. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
All right, Chris and Paul.
4-7-8.
4-7-8. This in a long time. 4-7-8.
Full me, oh.
606.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart, I just borrow, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Six, eight.
968. Chris, following this song, I'll have you do the scripture reading and a prayer.
Okay.
9:6-8.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, a land of cloudless day. Oh, a land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of
salvation according to your promise. Then I can answer anyone who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Never take your word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your law. I will always obey your law, and ever, forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Speak of your statutes before kings, and will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. Let us go to our Heavenly Father. Lord, again, we thank you so very much for this time that we have to come together here to worship and to praise you. And Lord, we do thank you so much for your word that we have. The Bible that gives us instructions on how to find salvation through your Son Jesus. Not only that, but it shows also the love that you have for each and every one of us. And we do love your word because it keeps us on the narrow path. We do stray at times, but we know how to come back because your word will always call to us. You will always call to us. And again, it's through your word that we find that you are a loving God. A God that has so much love for us that you sent your only Son to die on our behalf for our sins. And it's through his death that he conquered death for us. He conquered the grave. And Lord, it is our prayer that we can share this good news, the gospel news, with the world that is lost, the world that is looking for treasures here instead of treasures up in heaven. And again, we're just so very grateful for Jesus, for his example that he left for us as he walked on this earth as a human being, and all the sacrifice in which he underwent to pay for our sins. We put him there. And again, it's because of your love for us that you send him. So again, Lord, just continue to be with us. Keep our minds and our hearts focused on worshiping and praising you, the one and true living God. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This is all a little bit different than the song you may be really familiar with on Jordan Stormy Banks I Stand, but this one just a little bit different with the melody and the words, so kind of follow along if you will.
Good one.
Without him, I'd be.
5:7.
5:7. I don't know 5:5:7. No, so rise up, O men of God, and lift up your hands, heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Do you know this song, Odell, or do you just like the title?
Well, I think I know it, but we'll do another one.
Okay. Seems like a pretty easy song. Just kind of, you do me so. Is that?
Five twenty-four.
Okay. After this song, we'll stop for a moment. Allow those who are unable to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. Just remain seated where you are, and the one serving at the table will come by when he gets close. Just hold your hand. 5:24.
I know that by God's wondrous grace to me he had made known the one unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is
is over and our work on earth is done and the role is
yonder I'll be there. When the roll is hauled up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Raquel.
Oh no.
No?
Oh no.
No, somebody else.
No, okay.
Okay.
Amy.
595.
Okay. I come to the garden of hope, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God is closest, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other.
Instead, 2 weeks from today, just because. preachers don't get weary, or through much study or things like that. there just comes a time. You think I know that's why we started many years ago of doing the first Sunday of the month, singing in scripture readings and communion and prayers, just to kind of take a little break off study. But I know I try to do things where it makes it easy for study, like even the last Sunday, you know, last Sunday night, the outline went 2 weeks. The lesson this morning, I concluded after 2 weeks. And so next Sunday night, I'm still doing one more lesson in the book of Ephesians, and it may go to two weeks. And it's in Ephesians chapter 5, and there's seven areas of submission. It begins with submit to one another. So that there's seven submissions in Ephesians chapter 5 through chapter 6, verse 4. So I'll take seven submissions in the book of Ephesians next, Lord willing, next Sunday night. And I'll give you an outline. In case I'm not here, you just read the notes. Brother Rose, come to the front. You know, I'm going to ask you again to lead us in a dismissal prayer, if you would, with your permission. So while you're walking up here, any other announcements we need to highlight, emphasize? Oh, yes, Amy?
Tammy, that used to worship here, her mother just passed away.
No, I forgot to announce that. I heard that this morning. Rex had mentioned that on the East Coast. Tammy was here for just a short while, needed assistance, of various kinds of assistance, and then she moved back to the East Coast to be with family. Her name was Tammy, and just learned this morning her mother passed away. Yes, Raquel.
Can everyone please pray for my daughter?
Oh yes.
She lost her baby yesterday.
Oh. Mm. Back in Atlanta, I remember you saying this morning. Yes, forgot that. And then Anna, with a visitor we had this morning from Fontana, she's here because her daughter is having surgery. People remind her. Yes.
Nikki has a big doctor's appointment coming up on the 9th.
I was going to ask you to give us any update on Sam and Nikki. So
on the 9th, we'll find out.
Any anticipated date for them to come out here? Is there one?
After this appointment, we'll know if it's a lot sooner or a little bit later. So after the 9th.
All right, Brother Rose, dismiss us with prayer, please.
Let us pray. Father God, we come as humble as we can, recognizing you that you are the Holy One, the Brilliant One, the Grace God. You have given us grace and mercy throughout our lives, and we just thank you. Come thanking you for all the rich blessings that you have given us throughout our lives, our homes, our family, our friends, our church friends, our Christian brothers and sisters. But God, we are thankful for your son, who makes a huge impact in our lives, who's that great example for us to follow, who shows us how to deal with persecution and temptation that comes our way. Father God, we ask that you help us throughout our lives, help us deal with those temptations, those setbacks that Satan tried to put in an obstacle in our lives. We pray that we can just hold on to Jesus' hand and follow his word, follow your word, Father God. While we actually be with the leaders of the land, pray that they tap into your word and observe your word, that they can guide this country in the right way. Father God, we pray for the sick and afflicted. Pray that you heal them if it's your will. Pray for those caretakers that are taking care of them. We pray for Raquel's daughter. Pray that she comfort by your love, Father God. Pray for her, we care ourselves. Pray that she is comforted. We pray for those that have the surgery. Pray that you allow the doctors, be touched by the doctors, and we pray that they heal, that you heal them if it's your will, Father God. Father God, we pray for the church as a whole. Pray that we continue to apply your word in a way that we can be effective and the best Christian that we possibly can. Lord God, we pray for those that are lost. We pray that they hear your word and not reject your word. And we pray for all the Christians that's assembled here today, Father God. We just pray that you protect us, that we see just at the next appointed time. In the name of Jesus, we pray.